sweet. I believe in Father Christmas on Mix 97. It is 7:47. Thanks for starting your day with the Mix. I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Kane and Alana Cameron. And last night, Volunteer and Information Quinny had their big day. It was International Day of Volunteers and had a special celebration. Thank many volunteers at the Belleville Legion. And the warm-up act was this choir from Harry J. Clark. And they had the crowd singing along last night. And I thought, well, why not invite the teacher and tell us about the Harry J. Clark School Choir? Joining us this morning is music teacher Gavin Foster. Good morning, Mr. Foster.
Good morning, Mr. Kelly. How are you doing today?
Good. Well, we also have Alana and Orlena here as well, sir.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, pretty impressive night last night for the students. They must have had fun at the Belleville Legion.
Oh, last night I saw some videos and some stuff went up on Twitter, and I just saw the faces of the kids, because when I'm singing, I don't see them, I just hear them. Oh, their smiles, their eyes lit up. They were so excited to have people there singing along with them.
Well, Christmas is such a special time of the year, but when you have kids singing the carols and having fun, that makes it even more enjoyable. How many students in your choir?
There are about 80 of us all together.
And I would think some of the kids give up, all the kids give up, like maybe a lunch hour recess to practice?
Sometimes more than that. Last week, with all the gigs we had coming up, I had them six times last week, and they didn't really complain much about it. They just enjoyed it coming to sing, which is great.
And if Mix Nation wants to see the Harry J. Clark Christmas Choir, where are you going to be?
Friday night this week, we are going to be caroling at the Safety Village for the annual sort of Safety Village holiday bash that they have going on. I think the event runs from 6 to 7, but we're going to start caroling around 6:30, and we're going to just kind of wander around the village and sing some Christmas songs. Hopefully the people that are there will sing along with us.
Okay, and we know the choir is in a national campaign right now to win some money, and we're hoping that Mix Nation will help out the choir at Harry J. Clark. Give us the 411 on this event you're in.
Sure. So if you go to YouTube and you check out Harry J. Clark, you'll see the music class competition. It's a Canada-wide competition for any music class across the country from kindergarten to grade 12. And basically, there are 12 sort of pre-selected songs in six different categories based on the age of the students. And so Harry J. Clark has entered two songs into the contest. One is our kindergarten to grade 3 students. And if you watch our video, there's like 400 of them singing at the same time, which is really cool to watch. And then the other one is my choir, which is about 80 students. And we're actually doing a version of If I Had $1 Million by Bare Naked Ladies for our song. And my personal favorite is that my students wrote the little comedy bits that go in between the verses of the song. So, yeah, check it out, and you'll see what a 10- and 12-year-old kid can do with comedy, because it makes me laugh every time I see it.
We're going to put it up, actually, at mix97.com on our morning show blog and make it really easy for people to vote and support Harry J. Clark.
Hey, thank you so much for your support, guys. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciated having you guys there last night to talk to the kids. So if there's anything we can do for Mix 97 in the future, please give Harry J. Clark a call.
Okay. And Orlena, do you have anything for Harry J. Clark students to do?
No, can't think of anything.
How about they come over and put my Christmas tree up?
Yeah.
Would they help us with that?
Hey, my kids will do pretty much anything if you ask them.
Windows?
Windows, yeah.
Windows.
You know what I'd like
floors.
To have done is have the 80 students in my front lawn caroling in the neighborhood. Wouldn't that be cool?
Maybe we could tie something into some caroling. We'll have to talk about that and see if we can get us walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah, that would be cool. Anyway, have a great Christmas. And next week is Harry J. Clark's Christmas night for families.
It is, yeah. Tuesday night we're having the families from the school come in, and we're going to be, you know, doing some stories and some crafts, and Santa will be here, and then the choir, of course, is going to be singing in our little cafe we've got. So we're hoping, we're a school of about 600, so we're hoping we can get, you know, a good few hundred people in from the community and from the school to listen to the kids and to visit our school.
Well, Gavin, nice meeting you last night. You were a passionate guy, and the students are blessed to have you there. Because you still get pumped up every day going through those doors.
I really appreciate that, Sean. Thank you so much, Romina. Thank you so much, Mix 97.
All right. Bye-bye. Gavin Foster, teacher there at Harry J. Clark. We're lucky to have him. 7:52 at the Mix.
It's coming.